Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, February the 10th. The grains closed higher with March corn up a nickel, closing at 374.5. March beans up 8.5 cents, closing at 1059. And March wheat up 5.5 cents, closing at 449. Well, obviously the funds got turned on here today. We've had two straight days of soybean export announcements. So they bought the beans back that they sold yesterday. We actually closed a quarter of a cent higher than we did on Wednesday before the break. So pretty good close there. November beans closed at 10:30. We got up to that resistance, 10:34, 10:35 today, then broke a little bit. But overall, you know, really strong day. The wheat up 5.5 cents. March wheat traded over 450, got up to 450 and three quarters. And then we broke in the last few minutes here, a little profit taking. But again, funds buying corn, wheat, and beans, and the meal here today. The charts look sensational. The corn chart, this is the highest close that we've had in the corn since August. Let's double check that. Well, this is the highest close we've had in the corn since July of last year. So we've had a nice rally here off the lows. March corn has rallied almost 50 cents. Nice rally. Certainly looks like it can move higher with tonight's settlement. The wheat market put in the highs since August 24th or 23rd, right in that range here. The weekly charts look good. The daily charts look good. The funds are still heavily short of the wheat. I'm going to guess 80 to 100,000 contracts. We'll see what the report says tonight. But again, in my opinion, with looking at the moving averages on the charts, they should actually be long in here and, you know, certainly out of their shorts. But they haven't done that yet. We've got a lot of resistance up around 457 to 460. That'll be the next layer of resistance there. But, you know, it looks to me if the funds want it, it won't be any trouble at all seeing this thing rally significantly out here. So we're hoping that we see the funds covered, give us an opportunity to get some more grain sold out here. The funds, I'm guessing, are probably long about 30, 35,000 contracts of corn. So that still has an awful lot of potential to the upside. The bean market, you know, the funds are still heavily long beans, oil, and meal. You know, again, I'm very concerned about the length of the beans. I think at some point we're going to see significantly lower bean prices. But as long as we've got some demand out here, the market doesn't act too bad. And I guess the beans want to make sure that relative to corn, we don't lose any ground so that we do get the beans planted here this spring. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge. Have a good day.